In February, New Zealand became the latest country to make period products available for free in all public schools. They joined Scotland and six other U.S. states. A similar measure failed to pass in the Hawaii State Senate this legislative session. Nikki Ann Yee co-founded the Mu'i movement in order to address period poverty in Hawaii. Her organization lobbied in favor of the bill, but that doesn't mean she's waiting for the government to come up with a solution. The Mu'i movement pilots a new educational program this month that empowers students to take menstrual equity into their own hands. Nikki Ann Yee shared the details with the conversation's Savannah Harriman-Pope.
Period poverty is the inability to buy or access period products, such as pads or tampons, and that could be due to income constraints. It could also be if somebody is experiencing, whether it is cultural or societal shame and stigma. It can be not having a clean place with running water to hygienically take care of your menstruation. And it is also due to lack of proper menstrual hygiene and management education. Hawaii is a unique place in that it is, you know, beautiful, idyllic, a wonderful place to live. However, with that, there is a very high cost of living coupled with stagnant wages. And so local families face an economic situation where they're already constrained beyond, you know, normal levels or compared to other parts of the nation. Especially with the pandemic, we know that those families or individuals that are struggling to meet basic needs are certainly the ones that are also suffering in silence with period poverty. Our mission is to end period poverty in Hawaii. And my sisters and I, we believe it is our kuleana or responsibility that all individuals of menstruating age have the right to access products, that they have safe and hygienic places to use them, and also the right to manage their bodies. So in order to fulfill that, we do that by providing period products in monthly kits through organizations that we partner with. But we also acknowledge that not everybody will go to an organization if they need things. So we also allow people to direct requests through our website, and we mail to all islands. We are also advocating for systemic change. So this is at the government level and also within the community. And lastly, you know, we are really just trying to put out education. You know, although you would think that there's so much access, you know, with the internet and with social media, we're hearing from a lot of people that they just don't know what to do or they're confused. And there is a lot of misinformation out there. So we're also building up our education, not just about periods and anatomy, but also period management.
And I understand that you had the first of an ongoing series of educational events this past Saturday. How did it go?
It went really well. We had program leads that, you know, had also joined. So that was really great because they are, you know, the main point of contact for our students and our young adults that are participating in it. One thing that we had to be very mindful of, and especially in this COVID area where students and young adults are still doing distance learning and not everybody has access to internet, you know, we created the program so that we could deliver the education in three ways. So one was the live session, which you just spoke about, that we're having on weekends, and it's only 30 to 45 minutes. I am presenting alongside a CUP educator. And then we are also offering it as a self-paced online module. And lastly is a printed form. So this is a booklet that we have, you know, prepared that is gender inclusive and locally inspired. So, you know, taking account into everybody's time constraints, their internet access, and even their comfort level, you know, this is how we have rolled out our series. Education was always a pillar of our organization. Because we knew that, you know, when it comes to period poverty, one of the factors contributing to that was a lack of education. And, you know, we've heard from organizations, from individuals, that they just don't know what to do sometimes. You know, people just assume that this is natural, you'll figure it out. But there is still a lot of misguidance out there. And so, you know, education got pushed to the forefront as part of this community project that I'm doing with Hawaii Children Action Network. And, you know, when you create a nonprofit with three sisters all dealing with their periods, we all manage very differently as well. And I'm that sister that, you know, just tries everything. But I also see that there are barriers when it comes to managing your period. So there are disposable products like pads, tampons, and panty liners that you'll see in any store you go to, whether it's Foodland or, you know, a small shop on the corner or the big ones like Target. But, you know, there are reusable period products out there, and that kind of carries its own sort of stigma too, that, you know, it's very limited to a specific type or group of people. But being one, you know, being a user myself, I said, okay, I can see the benefit, right? If, you know, people could just understand or they could try. And so that's where, you know, we really laid out the barriers. So there's a financial barrier, there's an education barrier, and there's an access barrier to reusable products. And so that's where we created this program so that we could give equitable access to period management, you know, beyond pads and tampons. And that's where we folded in and we partnered with companies that provide and make period underwear, menstrual cups, and cloth pads. And, you know, to address the education barrier, that's where the education series that, you know, I spoke about earlier really came to life. We have people that have received our kits calling us up, talking story, and I just love hearing from them because this really helps to shape the program. When people tell us what they're going through, then, you know, we are very quick to, you know, pivot our strategies or, you know, shifting our focuses or maybe even just broadening it. One example I can give, and this also was a main driver for our education series, was there was an organization that helped sex trafficking victims, and they asked us, do you have any material? They said it was because some of the girls that are coming through, they've never had a parent or a guardian or a trusted adult that, you know, could speak to them about their periods and menstruation and, you know, not just what's happening in their body, but how to take care of themselves. That deeply impacted me.
If you are not a student, but you want to get these resources into the hands of a student you may know, what's the best way to go about that?
People can go onto our website, maimovement.org/education. We have our booklet that is available. And so, you know, it's completely free. They can, you know, scroll through any of the videos. They can download the booklet themselves, print it out. You know, we do hope that the booklet is something that we can have available, you know, whether it's at organizations or at schools, but that's probably coming down a little bit later down the road.
I know that this is in conjunction with another initiative that you are running this month, a donation bot system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
This month, we are teaming up with Starbucks Women's Impact Network in Hawaii, and we have donation baskets and boxes from March 1st through March 14th in participating stores on Oahu and Hawaii Island. You know, we're just completely blown away by the amount that, you know, people have been bringing into the stores, and we're seeing on social media, people posting. So that's been, you know, really, really cool. And, you know, we also were approached by two Marino students who are tasked with doing a service project. And so they are very passionate about period poverty. And, you know, that's how they came across us on Instagram. And so their project, which is named Project GIRL, that stands for Girls Impacting Real Life, is aiming to raise donations. And part of the donations that are raised will go to organizations that they support. And part of the donations will come to us so that, you know, we can keep sending out our care kits across the island. And we are going to be having two drive-through donation drives with the Marino students. One will be in March and one will be in April. And, you know, to kind of close out Women's History Month, We are also going to be having donation baskets in Via Gelato and Keep It Simple Honolulu in Kaimuki.
That was Nikki Ann Yee of the Mai Movement, which she founded with her two sisters in order to address menstrual equity. You can find links to the educational program and their donation drives at our website.